Hi, everyone. My name is Diego. I have a new life in Christ. I came to recovery for self-worth.
Hey, Diego! Woo!
Can't tell, they're my family, right? According to my family, I was an accident. In an abusive marriage, my mother had surgery to prevent any more children. But God had a different plan. 8 years later, I was born in February 1972. After an attempt by my father to run us over, us children over with his car, my mother believed that she had no choice but to divorce him and come to the United States as illegal aliens. I was blamed for tearing the family apart as an unwanted child. The words that I remember the most were worthless, useless, stupid, clumsy, and that I was an embarrassment to the family. I made those words mine and believed them to be true because my family tells me these things. When I was 9 years old, I had a decision to make, which would determine what direction my life would take. On one path, I was introduced to Jesus by a ministry who every Sunday would pass by my house full of kids my age. One time, they stopped and asked if I wanted to go with them. I said, of course, yes, and I went for a few months. Unfortunately, the other path followed my friends who were doing things more adventurous, smoking and stealing cars. I decided to follow them, and I felt great. I felt wanted by a group of people called friends. We returned to South America for a few years when my parents tried to reconcile. I didn't speak Spanish, so everyone looked at me as if I was from Mars, and I felt even worse. I met a friend that would not only smoke cigarettes with me, but also had plenty of money for alcohol. No one in my family really paid attention to me, so I felt that I could get away with anything. I saw violence for the first time when my drunken father beat my mother. I felt this feeling brought rage into my life and started fighting at school or in the street. I wanted to prepare myself to defend my mother one day. I discovered a new word called fear, as my mother had to step in and save me from my father's abuse. I swore that I'd never feel fear again. I enjoyed fighting because the more I fought, the less scared I was. I enjoyed people fearing me. I was 12 years old and back in the United States. I felt so cool because I smoked and drank alcohol. But my friends introduced me to marijuana. I joined a gang and began dealing drugs, taking whatever I wanted, when I wanted. They called themselves family, but after getting into fistfights with them for not wanting to sell drugs any longer, I was out. I was undesirable. I kept stealing cars for a while, but I didn't have drugs, and that's what everybody wanted. People didn't fear me any longer because I wasn't a gang member. I was an outcast. In ninth grade, we moved and discovered cocaine and meth with my new friends. With these new drugs, I couldn't feel anything, and I began harming myself by putting out cigarettes on my arms like I had seen in a movie. I had to do it and did it for about a year. I burned my arms to feel and not to feel anything. I thought if I did it long enough, my skin would stop feeling pain, and that was not true at all. The more I did it, the more sensitive my skin got, and the more it hurt. By the time I was 18, I was lost in a world that had no return. At least that's what I thought. I spoke to God and asked him, "Why do people believe in you? If you are real, take my hands. Stop me from fighting and or hurting people. I am so numb to you, I could never feel love, ever. I felt so confident, so strong, and sure of myself. I was my own indestructible God. At 18, friends started dying by suicide, Russian roulette, car accidents, overdoses. It was so hard to focus. One minute I looked left and something would happen. I looked right and something else would happen. I went to visit my old neighborhood and asked a young kid where my friends were. He replied, "All dead. You're the only survivor." I finally accepted Christ as my Savior, but I was stepping on sand. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, Jesus says, "Anyone who listens to my teachings and follows is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, I won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teachings and doesn't obey, it is foolish. Like a person who builds a house on sand, when the rain and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." I didn't really listen or have a daily relationship with Jesus, so my world came crumbling down. After several years and three failed marriages, I found Watermark and regeneration. In step 1 through 3, I realized that I didn't trust God at all. He wanted me to not just know him as my creator, but as my true love. Working through inventory and repentance plans, in steps 4 through 6, I set aside old pains and old idols. I never thought I had so many idols, but one by one, they're coming down. For the first time, I felt free, really free. And I live in this freedom every day now. In steps 7 through 9, I have learned to follow him. I have a personal relationship with my Heavenly Father, Creator, with the one who is and is to come, the one that made me with a purpose. He created me and spared me so that I could reflect the love, forgiveness, patience, and compassion that he has for all of us. I can now be free to speak in front of you because I have an intimate relationship with God the Father. I am saved and have victory in Jesus, my Savior. In steps 10 through 12, I am reminded of all that he has done in my life. I have been reborn, and he wants an intimate relationship with me and all of you. I have in my heart the story of Luke 7, 37 through 38. I feel the same about Jesus as this woman did. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard Jesus was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. I know the debt that Jesus paid for my sins. I can only be grateful because I could never repay them. I can never love him that much. I can't imagine any longer a life without hope. I pray that my life reveals that a living and loving God has made me a new creation. I want to give thanks to my brothers in arms who have kept me accountable, that have loved me through all my struggles, that have made me feel what true love really is, had compassion, strength to listen, and gentleness to correct me. I have been completely sober from drugs and alcohol and cigarettes by living in God's grace and mercy, finding transparency in regeneration, and finding a family of warriors seeking the one true meaning of life and hope that is God. I ask you all to make disciples of nations through this program. My name is Diego. I have a new and free life in Christ. I am recovering from low self-worth. To God be all the glory for the changes in my life. Thank you.